About half of the federal workforce is uncomfortable using their work email addresses. A recent survey by Government Executive Magazine says they don't like the idea that just anybody could look at what's going on in their email accounts. Tom Shoup is editor-in-chief at Government Executive Magazine, and this is kind of coming about as a result of a couple of things. It's the Hillary Clinton email thing, I suppose, and it's the Benghazi, House Select Committee on Benghazi trying to subpoena those emails. And there's a couple dominoes falling here, Tom, but I don't know if these numbers should be surprising to anybody with all of the records management issues that are drummed into people's heads when they come in government and then periodically again throughout time. Were you surprised by that?
No, I think that it, given the policies, it's not that big a surprise. What was somewhat surprising to me in the research that we found was that not so much that people cared about that their communications might become permanent records, but even more so they cared, they thought that things they said in email might be used against them in a performance evaluation. So they are very judicious about what they say, and if they have anything critical to say, they have a tendency to say it more in person or over the phone than to put it in an email.
That's really interesting. People are more worried about somebody inside the agency looking at what they wrote in an email than they are at what somebody outside the agency might see.
Yeah, I think that is interesting. I think, you know, most people, I think, view themselves as working somewhat distant from the types of communications that would be of interest to a congressional committee or a reporter filing a Freedom Information Act request or that kind of thing. They may not be right about that. They may be actually
right,
at more risk of that kind of thing happening. But their main concern seems to be not creating a personal record that might hurt someone's feelings or cause them some harm themselves in a performance appraisal.
I love some of the comments you got on this, and I have a link to your colleague Charlie Clark's story at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. This is the one that I think I like the most. Where did it go? Oh, my motto's always been to pick up the phone and call someone and voice my opinion verbally. That way there's no paper trail. I mean, you can't get much more candid and direct than that.
Yeah, I think that kind of says it all. And it actually is probably a smart way of communicating. Things you put in email, they last forever, for one thing, and they can, you know, the tone can come off as more harsh than sometimes people intend. So it's one of those things where it may be better at times to draft an email and not send it, or to just walk down the hall and have a conversation face-to-face with someone if you feel the need to.
Is this something that ebbs and flows, though, do you think, with the coverage that it gets in the media? I mentioned the Benghazi thing, and the theory seems to be that that's how we learned about Secretary Clinton's personal email server and all of that jazz. Is it possible that this sentiment would change if we polled this, you know, a year from now when people aren't thinking about that as much, if they're not at that time?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I do think, I mean, our research, our surveys were conducted before the whole recent Hillary Clinton emails thing came about. So it was in February that we did the polling. But there have been other stories. So I think this has had an effect on the way people view email. On the other hand, I think it's surprising that people, when it comes to whether these records will be preserved, many of them appear not to know what their agency's records management policy is, and not to know whether or how many of their emails will be preserved for somebody to look at some point. So I think some of them are quite literally in the dark about whether what happens to their emails.
Well, that's the part of the whole Hillary Clinton thing that I find the most interesting, because I have officially transformed into a government geek, is that she said she deleted a whole bunch of emails that were personal emails. And my thought is, you don't get to pick. Somebody else is supposed to look at your records and decide this one we save, this one we don't have to, this one you're ordering pizza, we don't have to keep that one, and on and on and on. And I don't care about the content and so much, or the ramifications of it, as I thought that part was interesting, that I don't think we leave it up to each individual employee to decide what they save and what they don't.
Although I do think in a lot of agencies, it pretty much boils down to that policy, because under current records management policies, it's not as though every single email is deemed an official record for preservation.
Yes.
In fact, the State Department, it turns out, saves very few of their actual, very few of their emails are designated as personal records. And I think in some cases it is up to people to determine, okay, this one's a record, keep it, the rest of these are not.
So the idea then, I would think that would give people cover then to decide, if I know I don't have to keep this one, and I know I don't have to keep that one, and I don't have to keep that one, I would think that would give people a little bit more of a feeling of safety as far as somebody being able to see what they've got and what they don't, or what they've sent and what they haven't.
Yeah, and I think there is a distinction here between what constitutes an official record and what is an email that may or may not be preserved, even if it's not an official record. So take, say, Lois Lerner at the IRS, who's really learning the hard way about putting things in email. It isn't necessarily the case that every one of those emails is a permanent record, but they are stored in a server somewhere, which now it appears that a congressional committee can get its hands on. So a savvy federal employee would say, I should treat everything I do as something that's potentially searchable at some future date.
The public record element of this is the other part that I think is potentially troubling out of the numbers that you have here, is that so many people, I mean, at pretty high levels, just don't seem to know what they're supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to be doing it, Tom.
I think that's exactly right. I think it's very unclear to people across agencies what exactly they're supposed to be doing and what the policies of their agency and the government generally are when it comes to treating email as permanent records. And I think until that gets resolved, we're going to be sort of always in the kind of mushy middle on this thing.
And you kind of stole my next question, which is, what fixes this? Where do we go? What will make this better? Not the idea that feds will feel more comfortable using their emails. That may never happen because, in many cases, perception is reality. But what fixes the reality of this, which is there's still a fair amount of confusion about what's a record, who maintains it, who decides, all of that stuff?
Yeah, I think two things. One, that first of all, there needs to be better communication about exactly what the policies and regulations are government-wide, because clearly they're not being communicated well enough across agencies. And the second thing is, there may need to be a more thorough look again at what the policy ought to be, what constitutes a record and what doesn't, and what needs to be preserved and what can be deleted, essentially, and then to have those policies potentially communicated out so that people are clear as to what their rules are.